God, touch us. Make us whole this day. Help us be the kind of spiritually free Christians you want us to be. Help us stand strong, witnessing our faith and our trust in you. Help us as the church grieves two losses, and Anita's so recently. Help us as a church to stand together, support each other, help each other. We need you. And we need you to be very present and very real in this time. In trust and in faith and in confidence, we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Country's freedom. Our founders, the vast majority of them, when they looked for ideals on which, and that's with an L, ideals on which to base this country, they looked to their faith. They looked to Scripture. They looked to God for guidance. And so I want to talk this morning about beginning with spiritual freedom long before we begin with a country's freedom. Because it does begin with God. It begins with Jesus Christ and everything that he did for us. So continuing from the letter to the Galatians. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything. The only thing that counts is faith working through love. You were running well. Who prevented you from obeying the truth? Such persuasion does not come from one who calls you. It does not come from your Lord. A little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough. I am confident about you in the Lord that you will not think otherwise. But whoever it is that is confusing you will pay the penalty. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. The whole law is summed up in one commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour each other, take care that you're not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you really want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. I can see everybody taking that out the door. Be careful when you read that line that you don't misinterpret it. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication and impurity and licentiousness and idolatry and sorcery and enmities and strife and jealousy and anger and quarrels and dissensions and factions and envy and drunkenness and carousing and things like these. I'm warning you, Paul says, as I warned those before you. Those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and generosity, faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us be guided by the Spirit. May God bless the reading, the understanding, and the living of this word. And it's not easy. There's a lot of stuff you got to try and live there. It's not easy. But last week we talked about spiritual freedom being the sweetest thing that anyone can receive. When you receive Christ Jesus into yourself, into your heart, you truly receive spiritual freedom. And when you receive that freedom, I didn't know last week I'd be. When I was talking about it last week, what we were going to go through this week, you can get through whatever you need to get through. God will always be there. God will release you from those who work against you, and God will help you through the flooded waters, literal or spiritual. But once you have received spiritual freedom, you need to live in that spiritual freedom. You don't just receive it and then put it on a shelf in a box and take it out on a few days during the year, Christmas and Easter, and maybe 4th of July, I don't know. You're supposed to live that spiritual freedom every day of your life. It's a much better way to live. I don't always get it right. Maybe you do. But my guess is that not everybody does, and probably nobody does every single moment of every single day. To live in spiritual freedom means that although my heart is broken, that my friend Anita is gone. That is me being selfish. I am rejoicing with the angels that Anita is in heaven. She is with her mom. She's with her brother. She is free, completely free from everything that was holding her back. We all know that she had been ill. We all know that she had a lot of health problems. But those who would say this was, you know, shouldn't have been surprising, this wasn't sudden, I think the family and I would disagree with you. It was sudden because she was working to get things better. And it was shocking in that respect. I think you can prepare and prepare and prepare. You can know someone is going to die and you can be right by their bedside, and yet the moment that it happens, it's always a little bit of a shock. It's a little bit of a jolt. It's a little bit of a crushing feeling or a stabbing feeling. I just don't think that death is something that you can do, experience, be around without experiencing that pain of the suddenness that they're not there anymore, whether you know it's coming or not. I had a terrible time walking into this church today, just walking in the door. I have not been in since Anita died. And I had a terrible time walking in. Between Charlie being gone and Anita being gone, Verna, you and I got to hang on to each other here. You know, it's hard. But that's not me living in my spiritual freedom when I'm doing that. That's me being a human being and somewhat selfish. Because I don't want my friend to be gone. Because I don't want Charlie to be gone, for Carol, for all of us. That is selfish, though, because spiritual freedom says that I need to allow them to be the very best that they can be, and what is better than being in heaven? I'm looking forward to it. Living our spiritual freedom means that every day we may experience some difficulty. We may have a challenge that arises in our life. And its tears are fine. There's nothing wrong with experiencing the grief of that. But you walk in the faith, in the spiritual freedom. You know that all of this is in God's hands. All of life is in God's hands. All of the earth is in God's hands. Our country is in God's hands. The founders really believed that the country they were forming and the freedom that they were seeking was a godly freedom. Even the atheists who were there to write the Constitution, and we did have a couple, still believed that they were working toward a higher goal, a better country, a better way. And we have always believed that as Americans. We want to be higher, we want to be better, it's not supposed to be higher and better over somebody else. It's supposed to be higher and better bringing everyone with us. God did not help us create this country so that we could just oppress somebody else. God did not bring us to this country and help us create the freedom of this country in order for us to create paths of hate or violence or discrimination. God helped us create this nation to be a shining star, a beacon of light as to what spiritual freedom can really do. Welcoming the stranger. Welcoming our brother and sister. Arms open wide with love and concern for all people. That's living in spiritual freedom. And our country is called to live in that spiritual freedom first. We are, almost swore. Some of you know I can have a potty mouth sometimes. We are so lucky, blessed, to live where we do.
don't care if it's flooded or not right now. I mean, I know the flooding is hard, but folks, let me take you to some other places in the world where it's a lot worse than this. We are so lucky. We are so blessed to live here. We are so blessed to be able to come and to worship God freely. In that worship, though, in that confession of faith, in that call from Jesus Christ, we are called to be better and higher in spiritual freedom. We are called to keep trying and trying and pushing ourselves to be closer to Christ's image than we are now. We are called to be better at welcoming and better at hospitality and better at forgiveness and better at understanding and better at sitting down and dialoguing and better at being lovely, wonderful, godly, wholesome, whole people. This is America. We can do anything, but we can do nothing unless we begin with spiritual freedom. Let us pray. Almighty God, this freedom that you have entrusted to us has responsibilities. We must understand it better. We must not abuse it. Lord, we are so sorry. We are genuinely remorseful for the times when we have used our freedom to hurt somebody else. We have used our freedom and our power to oppress somebody else, to enslave somebody else, to be hateful to somebody else, to discriminate. And it doesn't make any difference if the person is a person of color, if the person is gay or trans or bi or whatever. It doesn't make any difference whether the person comes into us with a red bow, a yellow bow, or a purple bow. We are all children of God. Spiritual freedom calls us to not only accept each other, but to accept each other as Christ has accepted us, Lord. Help us do better. Do better, do better, do better. We can. This country was founded on greatness. It has never not been great. But we have a lot of work to do. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is Help Us Accept Each Other, verses 1, 2, and 3. As you stand to sing, first of all, please take a second to give thanks for the spiritual freedom that you have been given in Christ Jesus. Nobody can take that from you. You didn't earn it. It was given to you by our Lord and Savior. And then take a moment to look at how you're living your life. Are we living as spiritually free people? Let us stand and sing.